Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
From a tiny beetle to a huge bird, writer Mark Seth Linder often sees the great blue heron in the salt marsh near his home, the bird's irregular presence there. Despite this, and the heron's unmistakable form and great size, Great Blue's appearance is always a regal and welcome surprise.
Great Blue Heron wears the bleached marsh grasses like a beard. He has made himself small just there across the brackish shallow. Stilting at the water's edge, a perfect mirror captures him, reflection joined to the vanishing point, an echo in light. Big Blue Stilting thinks he has rendered himself invisible. He remains frozen in place the way rabbits freeze on the road, as if plain absence of motion will protect him. Or is it watchful waiting, and me, the Olympian eagle whose talons are merely folded out of sight? Or do I give myself more credit than I deserve, and Heron only ignores me? Even close approach will not dislodge him. He poses, silent and uncaring, as a sun king. Finally, the one who must bow and back away is you. Such is his hegemony. Of all his kind, he alone braves the snow, wind, ice, and often pays the price. There comes a time when the deep of February arrives, and the mercury turns crystalline, dull and misted in the glass, that most of the noble court of Heron pass. Those that do survive range to deeper cover. I've never discovered exactly where they go. I know there are times when they live in the woods, hunting cat-like for mice and voles when they can find them, and for whatever else when they cannot. But among the flooded marshlands, it is mostly fishes, and when that flood hardens over and fish cannot be found, cannot be had if they are found, what then does Heron do? A flash, a flare, a wind of great wings. Heron's equally significant other flushes from the dry spartina leaping, a cool gray fire. Hardly the span of a tall man's arms between us, she settles like smoke, and we stand eye to eye. Now it is me who must remain, transfixed by her flame. The mystery of Great Blue Heron and his maid is not solved by science or by sovereignty. They appear, they vanish, they reappear. If the feel of the marsh is emptiness, and even the air is still, that is the time for patience. Do not hurry, make no sound. Walking, use stealth. Watching, do not move. When stillness pursues what is still, all things are revealed.
Mark Seth Linder writes a syndicated column called Salt Marsh Diary. He watches and photographs great blue herons and other assorted wildlife near his home on the Connecticut shoreline. On the next Living on Earth, cutting up bamboo to make bicycles.
When you actually take the raw materials and put them together in such a way and make something so useful as a bicycle, it's something that will then color the way that you look, not just at bicycles, but at every product.
Peddling a new way to use an old resource. Next time on Living on Earth. Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Bobby Bascom, Eileen Balinski, Bruce Gellerman, Ingrid Lobet, Helen Palmer, Jessica Elise Smith, Ike Sriskantaraja, and Mitra Taj, with help from Sarah Calkins, Marilyn Gavoni, and Sammy Sousa. Our interns are Emily Guerin and Bridget MacDonald. Jeff Turton is our technical director. Allison Lirish-Dean composed our themes. Steve Kerwood is our executive producer. You can find us anytime at loe.org. I'm Jeff Young. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science. And Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield pays its farmers not to use artificial growth hormones on their cows. Details at stonyfield.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners. The Ford Foundation, the Town Creek Foundation, the Oak Foundation, supporting coverage of climate change and marine issues. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve a chance to live a healthy, productive life. Information at gatesfoundation.org. And Pax World Mutual Funds, integrating environmental, social, and governance factors into investment analysis and decision-making. On the web at paxworld.com. Pax World, for tomorrow.
PRI, Public Radio International.